What's going on, you beautiful human? You're listening to the Spiritual Show podcast from thespiritualroom.co. This podcast is a space where we blend ancient wisdom with new age teachings around spirituality, awakening, quantum physics, astrology, and more. Join us for weekly episodes where we dive deep into this truth and expand our consciousness as a collective. What is going on, you beautiful human, and welcome back to the Spiritual Show podcast. I'm Danielle Grant, and I'll be your host for the show today. Today, we are in the season one recap, and the reason why I am doing the season one recap is for a couple different reasons. One is I've decided to change the way that the show is going to be hosted, and we're going to be doing it in seasons, and I'm going to talk about that shortly as to why I'm doing that, and the benefits of doing that, and how cool this is going to be for all of us. The other thing is I wanted to give a recap of season one recap, because season one was actually 2 years long, which is not normally how long most seasons are, but I wanted to dive into, not only for myself, what season one meant to me and the kind of experience I had, which I think you're going to see yourself in that experience, but I also wanted to reflect back on what the season one topics were that we talked about, the kind of evolution that I can see within that, and that really leads me to why I decided to do these as seasons. I decided to break up the Spiritual Show into seasons because this conversation isn't business related or fitness related or relationship related, where a lot of those things are kind of like tried and tested things. Of course, things change, algorithms change, stuff like that. But this Spiritual Show podcast is all about awakening and ascension. And as a collective, in order for that to occur, so many things have to happen. And not only like as an individual, but energetically, but also on the physical. And I was like, how cool would it be to have these broken up into seasons from a spiritual perspective, where in 10 years, we can literally go back and listen to this show and see the clear points of ascension that have happened as the spiritual awakening has occurred. Now, of course, you can see this anywhere, like on YouTube, you can review people's videos from 5 years ago, even back to 2012, and see that evolution. But I just wanted to do this personally for the Spiritual Show so that at the end of every season, which to be honest, I don't even know what that's going to look like. Like I don't have an end point and a set point, though season two is going to be starting in the fall. Maybe it'll be like a fall to summer kind of thing, take a couple months off. I have no idea. Besides the point, I wanted to do it so that we could actually say like, whoa, in season two, these were the topics we talked about. These were the spiritual conversations we talked about. Maybe there's going to be consistency in them. Oh, and these were the current events of the world that happened, and can we see the congruency to the spiritual topics that we were bringing onto the show and conversations and stuff like that? My guess and my reflection on season one is that it's going to be like that. We're going to really be able to see the conscious collective awakening and seeing what that looks like. And so I'm really excited to do this. And I thought, what better way than to chunk out a 2-year season one, which is all rooted and grounded in evolution. But before I get into the recap of season one, I wanted to talk a little bit about this concept of seasons, because seasons is really what is. And we are source God experiencing the human aspect. So we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we're here to experience this physical reality. And so what we're really here to do is evolve. And in evolution is seasons, is phases, is stages, and they're different, look different for absolutely everybody. And so I wanted to just ground us in the reminder more so that everything is seasons. And of course, by nature, we have seasons, you know, we have 4 seasons here in Canada. Some of them are more predominant where I particularly live than in another province like next to me. We have true 4 seasons here in my province of British Columbia, whereas the next province over doesn't quite have as many of the full 4 seasons, though they do have aspects of it. But everything is seasonal. Everything is changing. Everything is evolving. Everything is growing, which is why there is seasons. And in your life too, like what season are you in right now? Are you in a season where maybe you have a lot of abundance happening? Maybe that's like a lot of higher states of self. Maybe you have a lot of receiving happening. Things really seem like they're working, like you're going the right direction. Now, of course, as I say this, this doesn't mean like your life is not without its points of ascension and challenges, because that's what keeps you in those states. But it's more of like the happiness and the joy and the peace, and like things are really working and you've become a different version of yourself. It's not so much of the opposite, which maybe you're in a season where things feel difficult, or you're really being challenged, or there's a lot of shadows to be seen, or there's a lot of inner work that's happening. Or maybe you're in a season where it's more neutral, where it's not like the super high and it's not the super low. It's just everything is really great and neutral and moving forward, and it feels really great. And it's just a beautiful season that you're in. What season are you in your life though right now? And I really just gave you 3 kind of types of seasons, but there's infinite types of seasons that we can be in our life. And they can be short seasons. They can be long seasons. They're not like actually, like I just talked about with nature. These seasons in our province are a lot longer than some seasons in the other provinces. They have longer seasons in winter. We have shorter seasons in winter here. So there's no timeline or like parameters to this conversation of seasons, but recognizing that life is seasons, evolution is seasons. And when we are in our really 3D dense version of ourselves, we can sometimes forget that seasons happen. And so when a season of seemingly chaos or negativity or shadows or inner work or discomfort show up, we can sometimes resist it because the human doesn't want to go into it. But your higher self and the evolution of yourself desires it. And so wanted to really anchor us in this conversation today as I present the conversation of seasons in context of the Spiritual Show podcast. Where are you at in your life of seasons? And reflecting back, what kind of seasons have you gone through? If you were to actually look at some of the seasons that you've had in your life, what did they look like? What kind of experiences did they have? What kind of emotions were they full of? Like maybe you were in a season where you moved. For me personally, like when I was in my, right before I was 20, I moved to a completely different province. Only had a few friends that I knew there, didn't have a job there. I was just going there. Like that was a season of my life where I was just like, I have no idea what's on the other side of this, but I'm feeling called to do this. And I'm kind of scared, but I'm really excited at the same time. And I'm going to go. And that was a whole new season for me. And then when I entered that season, many more seasons showed up for it. Before I started this spiritual room and the Spiritual Show podcast, I was in a season where I was in a more elevated aspect of a season where things were really working. I had a business. I was courageous. I had clients. Like I was making impact. I wasn't in the beginning stages of being a business owner or an entrepreneur where you really had to overcome your identity of being a corporate person and fear and insecurity. And I don't know how to do this. And am I worthy? And all these things. Like I was in a season more of, I'm crushing it. And then I entered into the spiritual room and the spiritual show when I was in a new season of what are you doing? You're unworthy. You're not good enough. Blah, 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 blah. All those negative things, right? So everything in our life is seasons. Every single thing is seasons. And that's why I was like, let's do seasons for the show so that we can see the seasons of the spiritual awakening and ascension, because that's what this is all about. But taking time to reflect in your life where you see seasons, what they have looked like, what you have learned from them, really allows your human self to start to understand things are seasonal. Because here's what's crazy. Your human looks at nature and like fundamentally knows it's seasonal, right? Like it knows changes seasons, the weather changes, all that stuff. But looking at it from a deeper perspective of seasons of your life of growth and evolution, it doesn't look through that lens unless you introduce it to look through that lens. And so today I invite you to introduce that to your human self and don't just do it just today on the show, but do it like many times. Reflect on seasons. What were the lessons learned? What kind of experiences happened? And when you do this, guess what happens? It makes it easier to go through seasons. It makes it easier to recognize when you're in a shifting of a season. Because when you go from a season where like maybe for a year or two, things are going really great in your life and you've worked, you know, you've put the work in to do the ascension work and to become this version and to shift your frequency and your vibration. And then all of a sudden you feel like everything has been flipped. Things are like chaotic. Things are being stripped away. Like you have no idea what's happening. If you can introduce to your human self that that is a shift in a season for your benefit of evolution, you will come out on the better end. You'll come out wanting to go through that season, even though it might not be positive and it's hard for the human to go through it. Your higher self is like, but we need to go through the season in order to get to the next place that you seek, right? Because otherwise you're in a place of stagnation, even if it's a place of positive stagnation. So introducing the concept of seasons, not just to nature seasons, but like the actual seasons of evolution in your life can really benefit you in the continuation of the journey of your evolution. And your subconscious self recognizing, oh, things are done in seasons. And it's not timeline-based seasons, right? Sometimes it's a short season, long season. It really is just depending on divine timing and your own season. So I wanted to ground us in that conversation today, specifically about seasons, for you yourself as the listener, so that you could see this in your life. And also as we go through the show, right? Like I said, this is going to give us good awareness on the seasons that we have as a conscious collective. As we can say like, well, in season two, these were the themes. These were the things we talked about. This is what was going on in the world. And we can do it sequentially for all the different seasons. It's going to be so cool. I'm really excited about it. Now let's get into the season one recap of the Spiritual Show. Okay. And before I get into the season one recap, I want to just say that from a personal perspective, season one for me was very challenging. And season one for me, there is a part of me, a human part of me, which I'm sure you can resonate with this somewhere in your life, that is like, those episodes were terrible. The reviews that you got that were negative, yeah, that you shouldn't continue. Like, you shouldn't do this. Take those episodes down. the whole thing was a bust, like all negative, low vibrational self coming up. And a part of me really is like, just take the seasons down, take those episodes down. You sound afraid, you sound timid, like they're not very good. And for the record, like some of them are really freaking great. And some of them are points of evolution for me. But I'm sharing this with you because there is a very much human part of me that is looking at the worst part of this podcast, the inconsistency of it, the fear in my voice, the episodes that we're doing that were totally out of alignment with me. And it's like, you should just not do that. But there also is a part of me, and that's why I'm sharing this with you, is that there is a higher self part of me that is like, that version of you is freaking incredible. And you should be so proud of that version of you. And you should be so proud of season one of this show, because to me as an individual, it just represents so much evolution in my own life. And I am so proud of that version of me that showed up in season one, because as I'm about to share with you, there was a lot of growth in it for me. But in this season one recap and actually recapping and listening to those episodes, there is very much a human part of me that's like, those are terrible. So maybe this is showing up in your life somewhere and that's actually stopping you from doing something. And I want you to just really listen to that like low vibrational self that's telling you all the negative things, and then find out why you shouldn't listen to it. Because in my case, I shouldn't listen to it because I've already recorded episodes for season two and they're amazing. And they're so powerful. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't give up. I'm so glad that I didn't want to take those episodes down. I'm so glad that I see the growth in myself so that I can actually have that version of me come online and continue on with the show. So maybe you need that in your life as well. But now let's get into the season one recap, okay? So as I said, this was literally a 2-year long season, which was not intentional by any means. But at the beginning of the Spiritual Show podcast, I had a lot of insecurity and doubt and unworthiness show up because I was stepping into really wanting to talk about things that I'd already been talking about in my private containers with Mindset Mentor, my previous program. I was talking heavy about spiritual stuff. And in fact, I had this spiritual room on my website of Your Mindset Mentor for years before I started it, because I knew that this is what I was supposed to do. But my human self wasn't ready. It wasn't the right timeline. And so at the beginning of launching the Spiritual Room and the Spiritual Show podcast, there was a lot of fear and insecurity within myself. And I am so proud of myself for showing up to do that, because we wouldn't even be here in this episode today. But I was like doing episodes that I thought everybody wanted. I was doing episodes that were like keyword specific. And truly, I was just doing it to get moving, because if you know anything about getting moving, like you just got to go. You don't got to be perfect. You don't got to know all the things. Like you just got to go. But in that was an identity of my human self that really doubted herself and was really insecure. And it was very challenging for me, but I still showed up and I still created episodes, even though they were not necessarily what I wanted to be talking about, but I was still showing up and I was starting to get moving and I was starting to get going. And if I look here on the episodes, the first podcast episode that I did for the Spiritual Show podcast was November 3rd, 2021, which is crazy because if I look at what the last podcast was before this one that you're listening to, it was on November 25th, 2023. So almost exactly 2 years was season one. And then I stopped putting out episodes. And now you're listening to this in August of 2024. So almost a full year, I actually took off the show. And so that's where the insecurity in me came from of like, this is just garbage. You've been inconsistent for 2 years, which really honestly, like actually inconsistent or not, I'm still here. I'm still showing up. And like that human version of me just, it just needs to go away because I'm back, not back, but like I never gave up, you know? And that's something to remember too for you is someone could look at this and think, well, you didn't show up and do an episode a week and whatever. It's like, but I still showed up. Like I still showed up for the last 2 years and I'm back showing up. So who cares what the consistency level was? Sure, on a business perspective or, you know, reach perspective, that would have been the best case, but that wasn't my timeline. That wasn't what occurred. And I'm not going to beat myself up over it, right? So anyways, back to the show. So I launched this podcast November 3rd, 2021, and I was scared poopless, but I did it. And in also the season one recap, I'm going to run parallel to what the recap was of the collective energies. So season one recap, if I actually look at the topics I talked about, the conversation of the world events, the kind of guest interviews that I had, which there was only 2 guests that actually came on for season one. The season one recap from a non-Danielle perspective is evolution, which obviously it was also the same for me, evolution, right? But a lot of what we saw in season one was the evolution of the Earth. In fact, 2021 was when, just after C19, we all know what that was, in 2020. 2021 is when things really started to change in the spiritual conversation. And more than that, like change as a conscious collective on planet Earth. People started coming online. They started remembering who they were. The dialogue of woo-woo started to dissipate. All of the spiritual stuff started to become a lot more mainstream. And which, by the way, there's still very much woo-woo conversation out there. Like some of our family members think we're all crazy, and that's okay. We love them. But that conversation really started to shift. And in the world events and in the conversations I talked about on the show of the moon energies and the energies of the collective, all of those are running parallel to evolution. They're running parallel to the wars that were breaking out, the things that we were being challenged with within our shadow self. And it was all about evolution, but it was the evolution of finally awakening as a more conscious collective wave than just, you know, some people might say like the 144,000 light workers that were already here activated. There's so many people that started to come online in 2021. And so, of course, like from that perspective, that is when the spiritual show been birthed, because that's when more and more people were starting to come online. And then the current events of the world were showing us that we were bringing up the dark energies. We are at the beginning points, might I mention. We are still very much at the beginning points of bringing up the dark energy of the planet. And that was showing us in wars that were breaking out, in politics, in governments around the world, in what happened with C19. So 2021 was when things started to really change. And that's also when the Spiritual Show podcast came online. I continued to show up from a very fearful, scared state, which was hilarious, you guys. I just want to put this in there, because I was not afraid in my like previous identity right before that in Mindset Mentor. Like I was in my vibe. But reminding you that when you actually continue to switch into the greater version of yourself, there's a leg in your human self that has to come forward. And that leg for me was that, but I still showed up. And in January 2022, I started to release a few more consistent episodes. And this is when things started to drop in for me a little bit differently. Because in 2021, I finally made a decision that I'm done with this insecurity and fear. I've got this podcast. People are listening to it. Things are starting to take off. And I want to talk about what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about, you know, some of these other things that I was talking about, which were also just very valuable episodes for the record. We talked about the quantum field. We talked about spiritual resolutions. We talked about how you're not alone in your spiritual journey. We talked about the collective shadows. Like we talked about really important topics, but I wanted to go deeper. That's when I decided to go all in on the podcast, which was the Soul Contracts podcast series. And this is when this podcast actually blew up and thousands of people started to find it, which again, going back to what is correlating to the world, people were really starting to understand a new level of spirituality. It wasn't just meditation and journaling and energy. It was like, oh no, now we're in the Akashic expression. A new wave of people came on and it was about the Akashic expression. And so that podcast episode, that whole series really took off for me. But in that as well was another version of me that my human self was like, you can't be this. You can't be this version of you, and retreated again and started feeling insecure about the episode, started feeling like I can't talk about it. In fact, people started coming into what was used to be the Facebook group that we had. And the message of the spiritual show was getting out there. But I, as an individual, was starting to contract. I was starting to feel the main reason why is because I was actually starting to be in more of my true essence and talking about what I wanted to talk about. And my human self was like, this is too much for me. And so I started to retreat inwards. I did still put out some more podcast episodes, but they were very inconsistent. Basically, after that, there was one in June, and then I didn't put another one out until January 2023. And so again, showing you that like oftentimes in our journey of evolution, you step into something that's really great and profound and actually activates you. And then maybe you have a retreat. For me, it was like 6 months of a retreat backwards. And I'm proud of that, for the record. I'm proud of that because I showed up to those episodes. They were really powerful. I found a lot of you beautiful humans through that. And then I recognized what was happening, but I still showed up. And so in January 2023, I started to show up with a few more episodes again. And again, this is where I started to bring on some guests. I started to dive into the spiritual development versus personal development. We dived into conscious parenting and the consciousness spiral, which is a lot of the stuff I like to talk about. But what also happened at this point for me, and that's why I say season one was all about evolution for me as an individual, is a shadow within myself wanted to be seen, a deep shadow within myself wanted to be seen. And I'd been holding it for years. And I talk about this in Meet Your Host in the upcoming episodes that you're going to listen to. With me moving into this essence and individual that I wanted to be for the spiritual show and the spiritual room, which is my true like calling at this point, I had to look at the shadow within my life. And so I still showed up with podcast episodes beyond that, but there became a point where I realized I couldn't hold it all. And that's why in season one, I stopped recording episodes in March 22nd, 2023, and I didn't release another one until September. It was because I was going through my own evolution, and it was a deep evolution, and it was one of the greatest evolutions I've been through. And it really wouldn't have happened, I don't think. Well, actually, I know it would not have happened without this podcast series, which you hear in the Meet Your Host episodes, where I talk about how I shared something in the Soul Contract series that actually was the instigator and the lead up to this shadow being seen. And so I brought on Veronica Lilo-Royth in that time period as well, who was a client and student of mine at the time. And we talked about conscious parenting, which again shows you where the collective was. The parents of the world were wanting to become more aware of how they could work with their children and support their children differently than ever before. And that was a conversation that I loved because I wanted to have other people on the show. She actually did a conscious parenting program for the spiritual room, and I loved it. I'm so grateful that we did it because it reminded me of what this mission was really all about. But two, it also reminded me that I needed to take care of my inner child, which is what the shadow was that wanted to be seen. And so we had Veronica on. That was a powerful series. We ran the conscious parenting stuff. And then again, I retreated. I went into my own inner work. And then I started to come back in September in the state of spirituality in 2023, which again was speaking to like, we are here, we're awakening. We need to look at our shadows. Like this is all coming up to be seen. And then I put a few more episodes out, and then I basically went quiet again in November, and I pretty much ended with a podcast, another podcast guest, Lazara, which this podcast I actually think I had for like 8-9 months before I released it because I was in such this evolutionary state within myself. And so that was basically season one of the Spiritual Show podcast. And again, from my own, like as a host perspective, it was a massive point in my life of change and transformation. And it was all about evolution, but it was also running congruent to the world. And I'm sure if you look back over the last 2 years, you could say the same thing for yourself. Like you're not the same person, and the world's not the same frequency. And like I said, we're just getting into the world actually like getting into its true evolution because more of us are. But season one for me, I'm so proud of it. I love the inconsistency in it. I love the conversations that were had. I love that I was able to see my own evolution. And it was really a reminder as I actually did this season one reflection for myself. It was a reminder that this is what it looks like. And the world wants you to believe that it's A to Z and it's perfect, but it wasn't at all. And it was terrible. It felt like it was terrible in the moment. It wasn't obviously terrible, but I was beating myself up for not being consistent. I was getting frustrated because I felt like I wasn't moving in the direction that I wanted with the spiritual room and spiritual show. But yet in my own personal life, I was having like the greatest ascension and evolution that I've experienced in my human existence of this lifetime, truly. And so when I reflect back on it, I'm like, it's perfect. It was amazing. It was exactly what it was supposed to be. And I really want to empower you to look through that lens for your own life because we are just getting into evolution and ascension. And this theme is not going anywhere, but from the podcast perspective, it's not going to be the same. But in your life, I want you to just reflect back on what do you think it's supposed to look like? What is it actually looking like? And where do you need to give yourself more grace? Because when I realized in this reflection of season one that it was actually really awesome and it was exactly what it was supposed to be, the grace that I gave myself in that is what actually inspired me to start getting moving to like do this podcast again. To get moving, to have that light turn on even greater again. And it started with forgiving myself for thinking that it should have been something that it wasn't, forgiving myself for starting the spiritual room Facebook and then it not going forward. Not that it didn't, but that platform in itself and I have a love-hate relationship. And there was a lot of forgiveness that needed to happen in order for me to be back into this position of even recording season one and to be recording these season two episodes that I already have. And so again, in evolution, it's like, it's not just evolution and you get the positive. It's like evolution of the whole thing that's always happening in any given moment. And where's more forgiveness need to be had so that you can keep evolving? Where do you need to recognize what point of evolution you're in? Where do you need to give yourself more space and grace? where do you need to not give so much energetic attachment to what is going on around you and really just focus on yourself? And where do you need to give yourself permission to maybe do something that feels challenging or like against the status quo? Because in the middle of season one, I had to make the decision to walk away. In fact, at the end of that, in November of last year, I had to make the decision to walk away from my company as a whole and like basically take everything offline because I was still in this massive evolutionary stage within my life and I needed to prioritize me. And to the business world or the outside world, it's like, you can't do that. It's like, no, but I can do that. And I'm going to give myself permission to do that. And I did. And it was the best thing I ever did. And so that's why almost a year later, the podcast is back and the spiritual room is back and everything's back and it's amazing and it's better than it's ever been. But it started with me giving myself permission to just walk away and be like, it will still come back and it will still be there whenever I need it. And it is. And you're here and here you are listening to this, right? Like you didn't go anywhere. You're still here and new people are here and it's amazing. So I wanted to share the season one recap with you again to just recap the state of the conscious collective and the world and how it really is the beginning point of the conscious collective evolution, but also where you can find your own self on this journey and where you need to get what you need to give yourself in that journey that you're in for yourself right now. And so in closing out the season one recap today, I'm so excited to be bringing this show back. I'm so excited for you to listen to what I already have for season two. I'm so grateful for what season one was. I'm so grateful for Lazara and Veronica for coming on the show and delivering the topics that they talked about. And I'm just excited to meet you. I'm excited to meet more people. If you're brand new here, welcome. I'm excited to welcome you guys to the Spiritual Room platform on Mighty Networks, which is where the free community is. It's where all of the Spiritual Room offerings are, where the Spiritual Show podcast feed is and where you get exclusive content. So we've totally revamped everything. And I spent the time revamping it before I brought it back out for myself. I was like, I want it to be better than it's ever been. And there's no rush to bring it out. It'll come back in the right moment. And here we are. Here's the right moment. So take whatever you guys need out of this episode today. And from a conscious collective, like world perspective, we are in really a shift and more people are coming online and an evolution. And I cannot wait to see where this show takes us. Cannot wait to see what season two recap is going to be like. And be sure to listen to the next few episodes as it's going to give you the new vibe, new set point to what the spiritual show is, how you can get the most out of the show, how to join us for the community, how to join us for the spiritual room offerings. And there is a little bit more about myself and my story. And then we are kicking things off with season two, and we're diving right into understanding more about dimensions, consciousness. I have some awesome guest interviews already recorded that are going to be ready for you. And it's just going to be amazing. So thank you for being here with me. Thank you for being on this journey with me. And I look forward to hearing from you. If we are not personally connected on Instagram, be sure to reach out to me at I am Danielle Grant. Pop in there. Let me know you're coming over from the Spiritual Show podcast. And let me know what you've enjoyed about the show so far. Maybe you're like, I'm just stoked you're back. In that case, tell me that you're stoked I'm back. But I do love hearing from you guys. I am a real person and I will see you wherever it is that I see you. Have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are in the world. Namaste. Peace and love.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from us, you can follow us on Instagram at thespiritualroom.co and on the blog at thespiritualroom.co/blog. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.